You know, he's well known everywhere. Him and his brother, the family and all, like, you know, brilliant. You can get on with them, fantastic and all. And, you know, heart of gold, he is going to be missed.
You were there on Saturday night then?
All I know is I was watching the TV and I heard the noise.
In the same house?
No, I was in my own house.
Next door?
The white one there. And my next door neighbour was out, the cream one. And I says, what's going on? I went up and I just seen this body lying there at the wall. I ran in and got a couple of cloths, came back out, and everybody just looked at me, go, Paul, do something. Because, you know, everybody's standing around, and Michael was on top of Jared, like, you know.
That's his brother, his twin brother.
His twin brother. And I managed to get Michael off, and I was holding his neck, keeping pressure on there. And then I remember the cops then turning up, and I shouted to the police officers, can you just grab a first aid kit? And they grabbed the first aid kit and came over and helped me. I still had a pulse. Police officer had a pulse in his hand. The young lad over there, he was on the phone to the ambulance crew. He passed his phone to the police officer. Next thing in, we were told they rolled him on his back, rolled him over, we lost the pulse, and straight away I started CPR. So I did, with his heart and his nose and his mouth and everything, and managed to get a small pulse back again. And then the ambulance guy turned up in the wee car, and then they took over, so they did from there. He went up to the hospital with a pulse, and he was fighting for his life, like, you know. I'm really glad that he did not die in the street. I just don't know. When I came out of the house and seen, I just seen what you see there was covered in people. This whole street was covered in people and roaring and shouting and screaming, and I have an estimate roughly about 3, maybe 4 pints of blood were lost. You know, but when the officers came as well, I got him to hold part of his neck where the pressure as well. But when we turned him on his back and we were losing the pulse, that was it. Like, you know, my instincts just kicked in, and unfortunately, he didn't make it.
How are you feeling today? Because it was obviously traumatising for you as well.
I haven't slept. Every time I close my eyes, I can just see the young fella. You know, I can taste the blood in my mouth. The police, they took all my clothes and everything, and for forensics and whatnot. You know, this is something I'm never going to get over. Like,